Shalom, and welcome to our live presentation of the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ radio show entitled, Let the Truth Be Told. We first give honor to God the Father, Abba Noah, and to God the Son, the Almighty Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we would like to also thank them for giving us the Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest, Tazadaki, the God sent Comforter, for teaching us all things and bringing back these things to our remembrance concerning him and his word, so that the truth of the word of God, the Almighty God, can be taught again in the time that we are living in. I'm your host. I am 13 Shield General Kazak Powell. And today's teacher for the show is Captain 13,000 Shalqua Malak. Shalom, sir.
Hey, shalom, sir. How you doing?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
I thank the Most High in Christ, you know, for you being the teacher for today's class. And the reader for today's class is Officer of 100 of Mafia. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, sir.
And again, we also thank you for being the reader for today's show. Today's topic for the show is the truth about salvation. Thinking about the topic, going into it, the topic is the truth about salvation. So, Captain 13,000 Shalqua Malak, that would insinuate, well, if you're saying the truth about it, well, are there lies about salvation?
Yes, that's a perfect way to put it. I chose this topic because when you go out in the world and, you know, you talk to people, it's a lot of different misunderstandings dealing with salvation.
Oh, wow.
And, in today's class, we're definitely going to clear all these things up.
Okay. I guess I'll ask questions as you get into it. But if you don't mind, would you like to go into the topic for today?
Yeah, we'll jump right in. We'll jump right into it.
All right. Well, go ahead, sir.
Okay, so, again, when you go out in the world, you hear people talk. When we go out to teach, everybody has their different intake perspective on salvation. So we're going to go through the scriptures to let you know what salvation is about, salvation for, how to obtain salvation. It's going to be crystal clear. Okay, so with that, we're going to get the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 13. The book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 13. Let me know when you got this, sir.
Come, sir, I got it.
Yes, sir, you can read that.
And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, send men to...
So this man has seen an angel in his house. It says, and which stood and said unto him, read.
Send men to Joppa.
And
call us to Joppa.
It says, send men to Joppa. Okay. So it's instruction to send men to Joppa. So you got people today, they waking up, they waking up out of their bed, they saying, you know, I want to go to church. I want to go to church today. I want to go down there and get saved. Or, you know, they thinking they can just, you know, go about it their own way. But God has instructions in the Bible. So it says, send men to Joppa, read,
and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter.
Yeah, so it was a specific place. They said, send him to Joppa and call for Simon. It didn't say, go to any pastor that you see, go to any church that you see. That's what the church said. You know, just go to a church. Just find a church. As long as you want
right.
A church, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So we're definitely seeing in the Bible, it was certain men that had what? The knowledge of salvation. And we're going to show you that. Verse 14.
Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved?
So it says, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. So you had this man, Simon Peter. He had words that was going to save you and your whole household. Okay? Again, we deal with salvation. All right, now let's jump. Now, what are these words that's going to save you and your whole household? Let's jump to the book of Luke, chapter 7:6. You can read it when you got it.
I'm sorry, sir. What verse was that?
Verse 76.
You want me verse 7? Yes, sir. Okay, got it, sir. Luke chapter 1, verse 76. And thou shall be called the prophet of the highest, but thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways.
Okay, so this was talking about John the Baptist. Keep reading.
Verse 77. To give knowledge of salvation.
Read.
Unto his people by the remission of their sins.
There it goes again. It says to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. So what is knowledge? Knowledge is know-how. Okay? You got to what? You got to know how to be saved. Okay? And all this, the doctrine is in the Bible. The Bible teaches us how to be saved. Okay? You got the Methodist, Baptist, right? You got these churches out here. They walking around saying they're already saved.
Right.
You know, that's their doctrine. But what is it? It ain't getting that from the Bible. That's nowhere in the Bible to walk around in a wicked world, a wicked kingdom, talking about, you say, you got mass shootings, police brutality, drugs on every corner, but you say, okay, so what are you actually saved from? The Bible tells you if you're saved, you're going to be saved from your enemies, from the hand of all that hate you. And guess what? You got people talking about they saved, but they still got haters. It don't make sense. Still got enemies. Okay, so again, it says what? To give knowledge of salvation. That's what John the Baptist is doing. Giving knowledge of salvation to his people, which are the Israelites, by the remission of their sins. So now, let's jump to Acts the 16th chapter, verse 30. And this shows you this scripture, I love this scripture, it shows you when you come to the men of God, when you come to God, you got to know how to come to him. So we're going to get the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 30.
And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
You see that? And brought them out and said, well, how did they come? They came respectfully. They said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? The question. Read.
And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house.
Yeah, so right there, it sounds easy. And this is a true statement. This is the word of God. Believe in Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. So, I said it's a true statement, and it sounds easy, but guess what? It's not that easy. Why? Because you got millions of people walking on the earth thinking that they're believing in Jesus Christ, but they're not actually believing in the God of the Bible, the Jesus Christ that's written in the Bible. So what happened was Satan made it hard. That's why you got millions, you got thousands of religions and millions of doctrines. Everybody's perspective on what they think and how they want to worship God. So we're going to go to it. We're going to show you that it's Satan made it hard. Okay, so let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21.
Got it.
Okay, give me 1 second. You read that, sir?
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, so not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. So what happened is, again, Satan made it hard. Satan made it hard because the scripture says that, what, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But here you got it saying, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. So what happened is, the whole time, they were calling somebody else Lord. Example, you got a picture of what the world says is Jesus Christ. Okay, we that are in the knowledge of the truth, we know that that man's name is actually Caesar Borgia. He was the second son of Pope Alexander VI of Rome. He was a child molester, had incest with his mother. That man is not Jesus Christ. But you got millions of people on the earth walking around, saying they saved, and they actually worshiping this God, and they actually saying, Lord, Lord. And the whole time, they thought they were dealing with Jesus Christ, and they weren't. They weren't dealing with Jesus Christ. They weren't dealing with the God of the Father. Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's one of the ways that Satan made it hard, by making people think that another image is really the Lord and Savior.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Satan, that's just one of his tactics. He used religion. Because religion, what religion does is keep us separated. So, you know, you got millions of all these different religions. That's all Satan's devices. That's what Satan used, so you won't know the true and living God of the Bible.
Okay. All right, so they got different religions, so that they call it denomination, so that's different divisions, right?
Say that one time, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said you got denominations, as they call it, you know, the Methodist, the Baptist, the Episcopalian, and all they that's just divisions, right?
Right, right, right. And that's totally against the word of God.
Oh, okay.
You also speak the same thing according to the scriptures.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so Satan is making it hard by dividing you up and separating you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Good point.
Yes, sir. Okay, we're going to continue the class. We're going to finish. Matter of fact, read that scripture from the top, please.
Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Read.
But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Yeah, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Jump to verse 23.
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you.
I'm sorry, sir. Read verse 22.
Many will say to me in that day,
yeah,
Lord.
Many, it says, many will say unto me in that day, read,
Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
Yeah, so they're saying, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? So again, we've got these churches packed, 20,000 people, 30,000 people. You know, you got all these false prophets, all these pastors out here. And they're thinking they're doing the work of God. They're thinking they're prophesying in God's name. And they're having these revivals, and they're jumping up and down. They got the people foaming out their mouth. They got the six-piece suits on, right?
Right.
And the whole time the Lord's gonna say, read that verse again.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils.
Yeah.
And in thy name.
Uh-huh. Keep reading.
Done many wonderful works.
Right. Read.
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you.
Yeah. I never knew you. So what has happened is, if somebody says, I don't know you, it's because what? You don't know them. But Christ telling these, this person, I never knew you. Why? Because the whole time, they didn't know Christ. They didn't know the God of the Bible. The whole time, they were dealing with what? They were dealing with Satan. All the food drives, all the donations, all the like I said, the jumping up and down, the drum players, the pianos, right? Christ gonna say, "What? I never knew you." Keep reading.
Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Yeah. The only thing they said was, "Lord, Lord." So what was the iniquity? The iniquity was the whole time he was dealing with Satan. But we're gonna show you these things. So let's jump to Revelation 12, verse 9. You can read that, sir.
And the great dragon was cast out.
Read it again.
And the great dragon was cast out.
Okay, so this is the great dragon. This is talking about Satan. We're going to prove that. Keep reading.
That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world.
Okay, stop. So let's break it down. It says, and the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent. Why is the Bible saying that old serpent? Because this is the same serpent that deceived Eve in the garden. Read.
He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Okay, so it says that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. So again, a lot of people on the planet Earth are deceived. Okay, the only ones that had the knowledge is those that are in the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, and know the truth about God. Okay, so what happens? What happens to people? Why are people so deceived? How do people get tricked? How is it going to come a day where the whole time they thought they were dealing with God, they're going to find out they weren't? How did this happen? Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 1.
So, as you're explaining through the scriptures, people, like, you're explaining the truth about salvation, but people don't know about salvation is there is a knowledge of it, and you have to go to certain people in certain places to get it. But as you explain how Satan is deceiving the whole world, they are deceived into thinking that they have it already.
Right. They believe that they had that. They believe that they had those teachers, that they went to the right place. And we're going to show you the whole time they were actually dealing with Satan. When you're in the Methodist Church, the Baptist Church, the Catholic Church, Seventh-day Adventist Church, right? All these is who's behind these different organizations is Satan, the devil. And how would you deceive? Because the whole time, people are not going to fall into if you see a red guy with a pitchfork, right, you're not gonna deal with that. So again, Satan is subtle. Satan don't come as Satan, and we're gonna show you these things. So you can give me Genesis 3 verse 1. You can read that.
You know, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field.
Okay,
the Lord God had made.
So right there, it shows you the characteristics of Satan. Okay? Satan be right there, and you don't even know it. So, you know, you got these so-called pastors and these nice suits, nice cars, you know, it looks like they're living a nice life, and a lot of people is being deceived. A lot of people thinking, let me go to this church. Let me confess my sins. Let me walk around and say I'm saved and put on my big hat, put on my nice shoes, right? And the whole time they're gonna think that they were dealing with God, and they're gonna and Christ gonna say, "What? I never knew." Because that's not what salvation is about. We're gonna show y'all that. So it says Satan was more subtle than what any beast of the field. Read.
Which the Lord God had made.
You read.
And he said unto the woman, "Yea, had God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?"
Okay,
and the
so
woman,
let's jump to Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. And this scripture right here is going to let you know that when Satan, people are like, well, how do you get tricked by a serpent? How do you let a serpent trick you? So, again, that's showing the characteristics of Satan, and we're gonna show you through the scripture that the whole time Eve thought she was dealing with an angel. That's how Satan don't come as the devil, okay? So we're gonna show y'all these things that the men of God, they were back then in the Bible, they were used to seeing angels. That's this scripture proves that. Genesis 2 verse 24, read that.
So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims.
Stop. So cherubims, that's talking about angels. So when Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden, he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims. Read.
And a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
Yeah, so they couldn't get back in. You had these angels. And a flaming sword was turned every way. So again, you know, our forefathers, Adam and Eve, they were used to seeing angels. Okay, this is how Eve got deceived. This is how Eve got tricked. She didn't know she was dealing with the devil. Just like a lot of people on this planet don't know they're dealing with the devil because the devil is subtle. Mm. The devil don't come to the devil. Yeah, that's not how he shows himself. We're gonna show you these things. So let's get 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. You read it when you do it.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Yeah. So this should be some. Yes, sir. I can hear.
Wow. Yeah, I was, you know, amazed at the fact that, you know, the scripture said he transformed into an angel of light.
Right. Yeah. So, again, and the scripture said, in no marvel, you know. Why? Because this is Satan is very, very subtle. So, he transformed, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So again, Eve didn't know she was dealing with the devil. Just like people on the planet Earth, you know, they got to come out of these false churches. They got to repent. They don't know that they're actually dealing with Satan. So let's get the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 6 through 8.
You can read that. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Stop. So it says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him. So that's what God called you into this truth. And now it's like, you know, I can't believe that you would go from the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Okay, it's not another gospel, but what it is you left the truth and you went to another doctrine, something that Satan teaches. See?
Which is not another.
Yeah, again, it's not another. It's not like it's a part of the truth. It's another gospel, not of Christ. See?
But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
See?
But though we, or an angel from heaven.
All right, stop. This is explaining something. It says, but though we. So, again, you know, you got the brothers who teach the truth. We laboring amongst you, right? If you see us come to you saying that, guess what? You better leave that church, right? You better not listen to us. You read?
Or an angel from heaven.
If you see an angel from heaven telling you something that's not written in the Bible, that's not taught by the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, you better not listen to him. Because again, Satan transformed himself into an angel of light. Keep reading.
Preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you. Let him be accursed.
Yes, but guess what? You ain't supposed to listen to him. That man is cursed. Okay? And we're gonna show you what happened to those that teaching unrighteousness. Romans 1 verse 18.
Read it. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Yeah, so the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against these unrighteous men. So for the sake of time, we got 5 minutes. We definitely got to touch on some scriptures. We got to jump back in. Dealing with salvation, we see that these people are deceived. So we're going to show you who salvation is for. Let's go ahead and jump to John 4th chapter, verse 21.
Read that. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship. Ye know not what.
Ye
know.
You got millions of people worshiping, and they don't know. They don't know what they're worshiping. Keep reading.
We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews.
Who's salvation for?
For salvation is of the Jews.
Yes, salvation is for the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. Keep reading.
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Okay, so that's when the true worshippers. Okay, so again, if you got true worshippers, you got false worshippers. Who are the true worshippers? Those in the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, keeping the laws, commandments, and statutes of our Lord, our God. We're going to jump. We're going to go to the book of Micah, the 4th chapter, verse 1.
Read that. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it.
Okay, last scripture. Let's go to Acts 13 and 26. Read it.
Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent.
Okay, again, salvation is for the Israelites. Okay, so with that, we're going to turn the class back over to the host of today's class.
Thank the Most High in Christ for a beautiful class that was taught by the Captain 13,000 Shout for Amalak. I'd also like to thank the reader for today's class, again, Officer 100 Mafia. Definitely the truth about salvation. You know, you have to know the words of salvation. You have to know how to receive it. You have to know where to get it from. You got to beware because Satan is subtle, and he has deceived the whole world to thinking that they have already received salvation, and the people that's dealing with the truth and unrighteousness are going to receive the wrath of God. And the salvation belongs to the children of Israel, those whose fathers are of Negroid, Hispanic, and Native American descent, and that's who's going to receive the salvation about it. So definitely a beautiful class, the truth about salvation, clearing up a lot of the lies and the myths about salvation and who is for and who shall receive it. So definitely a beautiful class. At this time, I would like to let the audience know that there's other ways to get the knowledge of God, mainly in point. There's a website called www.thecomforter, T
thecomforter.com. Excuse me, .org, and truth@icgjc.md.org. Those are websites you can get those information. We had seminars in various libraries all over the world where we at. Our world headquarters is 1941 Madison Avenue. Definitely the truth of God is being taught in the earth again. You have any questions, please reach out to us. And everything we're teaching is coming from the Holy Word of the Lord, the King James Bible. Definitely. Thanks again to the teacher for today's class and also the reader. We say shalom to the believers. And thank you again for your time. God bless and have a good day.